Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 9. The Lord is Great. Psalm 135, 5. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Psalm 145, 3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. End of verse. We have seen that God is good, and we have seen that God is righteous and just. But is God great? His goodness and righteousness need to be backed up by power to be of value to us. God must be great if we are to truly trust in him. Is God really able to protect us? Is God really able to meet all of our needs? Is God really able to save us in the end? Is God truly great? Consider God's military power. 2 Kings 19:35. And that night the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when the people arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. Matthew 26:53. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? End of verse. Consider God's power over creation. In his response to Job, God contrasts his own abilities with Job's abilities. Job 38:31-36. Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades, or loose the cords of Orion? Can you lead forth the Maseroth in their season, or can you guide the bear with its children? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their rule on the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that a flood of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings, that they may go and say to you, Here we are? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or given understanding to the mind? End of verses. Consider God's wealth. Job 41:11. Whatever is under the whole heaven is mine. End of verse. Consider God's knowledge. Hebrews 4:13, NIV. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. End of verse. Consider God's creative ability. Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. End of verse. Consider God's authority. Psalm 47:2. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. End of verse. Consider any other attribute by which greatness can be judged, and I think you will agree. Psalm 145:3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. End of verse. For further reflection, Genesis 1, God speaks the heavens and earth into existence. Matthew 8:23-27, Jesus calms the storm. Acts 12:1-24, Peter delivered from prison, James martyred. Job 38:39, more of God's response to Job. Jeremiah 32:17-19, nothing too hard.